From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting. U.S. President Barack Obama urging world leaders to rise to the moment. At the UN Climate Summit in Paris, Obama said the world shares a sense of urgency about curbing fossil fuel emissions and limiting the rise in global temperatures.
Our task here in Paris is to turn these achievements into an enduring framework for human progress. Not a stopgap solution, but a long-term strategy that gives the world confidence in a low-carbon future. Here in Paris, let's secure an agreement that builds in ambition.
The leaders are working to agree on binding measures to keep global temperatures from rising more than 2 degrees above pre-industrial levels. French President François Hollande has warned of obstacles for the summit in reaching a compulsory deal in Paris, including the legality of any accord, financing for poorer countries, and monitoring of countries' pledges to limit greenhouse gas emissions. The United States is backing Turkey's claim that the Russian jet shot down on the Turkey-Syrian border last week violated Turkish airspace. A U.S. State Department spokeswoman told reporters Monday that the information available indicates the Russian aircraft violated Turkish airspace. She added that Turkey warned the Russian pilot several times but got no response. Russia has responded to the downing of the jet by imposing economic sanctions against Turkey, including suspending contracts of Turks working in Russia. Representatives of the United States, South Korea, and Japan will meet in Washington this week to discuss the North Korean nuclear issue. A South Korean official says the envoys are expected to discuss the security situation in Korea's peninsula and review ways to revive diplomatic efforts toward resolving a deadlock over North Korea's pursuit of nuclear weapons. This is VOA News. Election officials in Burkina Faso says former Prime Minister Roch Marc Christian Kabore has won the country's presidential election, becoming the West African nation's first new president in decades. Authorities late Monday said Kabore, prime minister under former president strongman Blaise Compaoré, won the presidency in the first round with more than 53% of the vote. Compaoré was ousted in a 2014 coup. Pope Francis wrapped up his visit to the Central African Republic on Monday with a visit to a mosque in a particularly tense part of the capital. VOA's Chris Stein reports.
Pope Francis brought his message of peace and reconciliation to a mosque in Bangui's PK5 neighborhood. It was perhaps the most treacherous part of his 24-hour stay in the CAR's capital. PK5 was once home to tens of thousands of Muslims. But the area has been the scene of multiple clashes between Muslim and Christian militias, and the majority of its residents have fled to other cities or to IDP camps. Despite security concerns, Pope Francis arrived at the mosque in his open-sided Pope Mobile, flanked by guards and United Nations peacekeepers. Addressing an audience inside, he called for solidarity between Muslims and Christians. Chris Stein, Bangui.
The visit to the Central African Republic was the last stop on a three-nation African tour, which included visits to Kenya and Uganda, where the Pope held Mass before thousands and encouraged the youth to avoid corruption and be thoughtful with the choices that they make. The United States has tightened its visa waiver program in wake of the Paris terrorist attacks. There will be new screening for travelers headed to the United States from 38 countries around the world who are now allowed to enter the country without a visa. The White House said the country's Homeland Security Agency is immediately altering its electronic visa-free clearance system to capture information on whether U.S.-bound travelers have made any trips to countries the United States considers to be a terrorist haven. The International Monetary Fund added that China's yuan to its basket of key global currencies on Monday, a move that gives a new status to the world's second leading economy. The addition of the yuan to the IMF basket could give it a new respect in the world financial markets, possibly fueling demand for the currency and for yuan-dominated assets. Leaders of the South Asian neighbors, Pakistan and Afghanistan, met Monday on the sidelines of the Paris Climate Summit to discuss a stalled peace process in Afghanistan. The meeting is held as an icebreaker after months of tensions between the two countries. Relations between the two countries took a downturn in July when the Taliban leader Mullah Omar had been dead for 2 years. I'm Michael Brown reporting from Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.